How does one regain the frequency of pleasurable sexuality? On the other side of the question posed by the young woman we just discussed, there's a gentleman who said, "For the first 3 months of our marriage, my wife and I had sex 3 or 4 times every day. But now, after a few years, it has actually reached the point that the activity of sex is distasteful to my wife. And so, if I don't make it happen, it just doesn't happen. She's not interested in any form of mental stimulation like words, films, or books. She won't allow anything that would shift her focus in that direction. I don't want to have sex with her if she doesn't enjoy it, because if it's not pleasurable for her, it's not pleasurable for me. What thoughts must I change in order to change the experience that I'm having?"
Many people find themselves in troubling situations where there seem to be no viable solutions. Since my wife doesn't want sexual interaction, then my choices are, 1, I could go along with not having sex, which doesn't feel good to me. 2, I could leave my wife and find another partner who is more compatible on the subject, like we were in the beginning, but I don't want to leave her. 3, I could stay in the marriage but find another sexual partner, but I don't want to betray or deceive my mate, and I'm certain she would not condone my doing that. 4, I could try to convince her or even assert pressure to move her in the direction of my desires, but that is uncomfortable and suppresses my own sexual desire. The reason none of the choices just mentioned afford any viable solution is because none of them are addressing the real problem. When two people are in love, like so many people describe at the beginning of their relationships, their positive attention to each other and their positive expectation about their relationship is often a catalyst that causes them both to align with their respective inner beings. So you could say that they are each using each other as their excuse to be in alignment with who they really are. And that alignment translates as harmony. There is no greater symbol of co-creative harmony than the physical blending of two people in sexual interaction. Of course, it is possible to interact physically without one or both of the parties involved being in alignment with Source, but when that physical Source alignment is in place, then the physical intertwining is divine. Of course, you would want your mate to be in alignment with her Source for many more reasons than because she would be more likely to be willing to engage in sexual interaction with you. But in any case, her connection to Source is what we would focus upon. You do not have the power to align others with their inner being. You only have the power to align yourself with your own. You cannot focus upon your sexual incompatibility and be in alignment with your inner being at the same time. You cannot notice that your mate is not in alignment with her inner being and be in alignment with your inner being at the same time. You cannot focus upon the absence of something that you desire and be in alignment with your inner being at the same time. Your solution hinges upon your ability to find thoughts about sexuality with your mate, while at the same time being in alignment with your Source. In short, as you often find thoughts about sexual interaction with your mate that feel good to you while you think them, you will be in alignment with the Source within you and with your desires. When you think about sexual interaction with your mate and you feel guilty, or blameful, or disappointment, you're not in alignment with your Source or with your desires. When you think about sexual interaction with your mate and you feel eager or happy or sensual, you're in alignment with your Source and with your desire. So over time, as you are able to focus upon the subject and remain in alignment with your Source, the powerful law of attraction will find more and more compatible rendezvous points, and you will discover your early passion with your mate. It is possible that your mate could remain resistant to her own alignment. And if that is the case, then the law of attraction will bring you another mate who matches the vibration that you have developed. However, once you are consistently holding your mate as your positive object of attention while you are in complete alignment with your inner being, it is much more likely that she will return to her natural alignment. Engaging in sexual interaction as inspired from connection with your inner being is a delicious physical experience. While engaging in sexual interaction out of a feeling of commitment or responsibility is not. In short, if you do not allow yourself to get into a feeling of shortage or lack because of something that another does, and you are able to maintain your alignment with the Source within you, what you desire must come to you. And in this situation where it is clear that this man cares about the feelings of his mate, his alignment will most likely inspire hers. So this conversation is not about how to get yourself into a position where you can get from another something that you desire. Instead, it's about how to align yourself with Source regardless of what another is doing. And then, by your own consistent alignment with Source, you may inspire the alignment of your mate. And the byproduct of all that alignment is, as the man discovered in the early days of his relationship, a desire to become one with the positive object of your attention.